But this beach is Tar Beach, so you know what it is. It's the street.
Okay.
Tar Beach, T-A-R. And this is a story, a tale, about children playing out in the street in New York.
Mm-hmm.
New York doesn't have any sand on the street. It's in Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
And Harlem is a section of New York where a lot of black people live. And the name of this book is Tar Beach by Faith Ringo.
Oh, my.
Oh, but you're going to love this one. This one is The Watsons Go to Birmingham. It's not only a book. It was a Newbery Award winner, just like Roll of Thunder.
That's right.
But it's also... it's about a black family.
Mm-hmm.
This one, and Sue brought this to my attention, was made into a movie.
Yeah, that's...
And this is for older children. The Watsons were going to Birmingham to take one of the family members, Byron. And Byron had been giving the parents so much trouble. He was classified as a delinquent.
Mm-hmm.
And they were taking him to his grandmother. And you know, grandmothers have a way with children. They whip their minds and get them on the right path.
Yes.
So they were taking Byron to grandmother so she could straighten him out. And when they got to Birmingham, the church was blown up. So it was during the time of the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing. So this book really, really gained fame at this particular time. It was an incident when that church was bombed that took the whole nation to think that somebody can blow up a church that has people in it.
The three girls
were killed, and that was it inspired the person to write this book, The Watsons Go to Birmingham, and it was written by Chris Paul Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
The Watsons Go to Birmingham. Pick that one up, please. You will love it.
Yes.
And the last one that I'm going to talk about is Mafaro's Beautiful Daughters. This is an African story. Mafaro had two beautiful daughters, although one of the daughters, Manyara, was a little bit more beautiful than Naisha.
Mm-hmm.
But Naisha was actually the beautiful one because she had the beautiful personality. She had a great attitude about life and about people.
Mm-hmm.
And the king, their father, was getting ready to pick a new queen. And, of course, these two girls were vying to be queen.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Manyara thought she just knew she was going to be queen because she was actually the prettier of the two.
Mm-hmm.
But because of her personality, she was not chosen. This book was written 20, 25 years ago, but it's still very popular among children. This is a good book to read, to instill in children that it's not what's on the outside all the time.
Right.
It's what's in our hearts that make us who we are. When we are reading books for children, we read and we recommend books that will not only entertain them, but books that will give them something to live on.
Yeah.
Books that will inspire them to become better people.
Mm-hmm.
Books that will give them an idea of who and what they can become.
Absolutely.
Books that will let them know that they are beautiful, that they are worth something, and above all, that they are loved. Take a children's book and share it today. Thank you. Beautiful,
it is beautiful. Thank you so much. Sue, did you have any other adult books?
Yeah, I can tell you about a few others we've done in the book club. You know Maya Angelou?
Oh yeah.
But most people think she was just a famous poet, but she also wrote a couple of books. One of them is called Mom and Me and Mom.
Yeah.
That's a book about Maya Angelou, who wrote about her relationship with her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very inspirational. Then we had a lady named Lolita Tatum that wrote two books that were based in Central Louisiana. These are fiction books,
mm-hmm.
but they were based them on her family. Cane River is her mother's side of the family, and it is set in Natchitoches, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And Red River is set in Colfax, Louisiana.
What?
And it's based on her father's side of the family, the Tatums.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I mean, might be some of people.
History.
I know.
People in the Bible from Colfax, but the Colfax one in Red River, it talks about the Colfax massacre.
A lot of
and
history.
Whatever happened around it. But it's fictionalized, but it's a lot of history in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And another book for adults, same kind of different as me, by Ron Hall and Denver Moore. You remember that one?
Yes, I do remember that. That was great.
Great story. It's a true story about this white man and this black man who became good friends. Unlikely people. One was very rich, one was very poor, one was homeless and on the street, one had mansions. But God brought them together.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up being excellent friends and doing great charitable work
together
throughout their lives to help people in poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of different as me by Ron Hall and Denver Moore.
My.
Do I still have time, Patty?
No, we're gonna go ahead and wrap up. But this has been so interesting to me, and I am gonna re-listen to this recording because I'm gonna pick some of those books up, and because I'm now I'm just interested. So, but I'd like to thank you, ladies, so very much for being with us today, and you know, getting across to us how important it is to read as adults and how important it is to have our children read and to have that connection with our children and books, you know, so they can learn how to live and who they are and what's important, you know. So again, I would like to thank you so very, very much for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting us, Bobby. You know, we could talk about books all day.
I see that, but that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So we're going to go now, and like I said, I thank you ladies for being with us today. And everybody that's listened, I hope that you have enjoyed yourself. And join us again next week for more of Just Stuff. God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church Radio broadcast, already in progress.
I don't know what the real B.B. King was singing about, but I can tell you that David was to the point where the thrill of knowing God, praise God, had left him. And praise God, and he wanted it back. And he went to the one that he knew that can restore, praise God, that spiritual joy. I said at first, it's pitiful sight. Praise God, it is hopeless, a hopeless feeling for a believer, praise God, who has lost that spiritual joy. Amen. See, when you lose your spiritual joy, you can get up there in the choir, but you can't sing right.
Yeah, yeah, Pastor. Hey, preach, Pastor. Preach, man. Preach, Pastor.
See, when you lose your spiritual joy, you can get on your knees to pray, but you can't even pray right. See, when you lose your spiritual joy, you can come in here and try to fellowship. You can't even fellowship right. Praise God. So what he's saying that he expressed, he was expressive. He went to the one that he knew can restore. Oh Lord. Didn't go to a palm reader. Didn't go to a soothsayer. We got so many people done lost so much money going and telling all these crazy folks their business, and they regurgitate back to you the same thing you told them, and you pay them all kind of money. Come on, honey, tell me something about yourself, and you get to talking. And then when they finish, They look at you and say, well, let me tell you what's going on in your life. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. And notice you sit there and get all crazy. Ow! She told me everything that I knew. And then they tell you, now, that's going to cost you. That little session is going to cost you. Praise God. Don't go to those folk. Go to the Lord when you want your spiritual joy to be restored. Don't you go out there to these folks running around here, praise God, making believe that they are this, that they can read you. I always get mad when somebody told me, man, the Lord told me to tell you. Wait, hold it. How in the world the Lord gonna tell you something about me? I talk to the Lord every day. And I need to know why he didn't tell me. Praise God. So don't come back telling me about the Lord. Lord told me to tell you that. No, the Lord didn't tell you that. Let's just stop that lie right quick. The Lord didn't tell you that. That ain't the Lord. That might be your own inner feeling, but that ain't the Lord that told you that. Mm-mm. I talk to the Lord every day, y'all. I talk to the Lord sometimes 2 and 3 times a day. Praise God. I cry out to the Lord. So the Lord has no business going to somebody else telling them something about me. Praise God. He need to tell you something about yourself. Praise God. So David, we see the request for restoration. But number three, you see the reasons for the request. You see, if we ask the question, why did David ask the Lord to restore his joy? I believe that I can give you at least 4 reasons why he asked. First of all, sin and disobedience had run its course in David's life. Praise God. And through his sin with Bathsheba, praise God, who was the wife of Uriah. Yeah. That sin had run its course in his life. Yeah. And if you are truly a child of God, sin and